All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 149. Learning today is sponsored by Brenda Hanauer, in memory of her mother, Hindel Bas Yisrael Levi, by Danny Klein, in memory of his mother, Chavarachel Bas Shmuel, by Arturo Stern, in memory of his father, Moshe Ben Avram Shmuel Ben Yamim Hashem Yimkum Damo, by Mel Zalewski, in memory of his father, Avram Yitzchak Pinchas Ben Tzvi, Tehenish Masan Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, today's topic, we're going to look at one point in the topic of sherry cask whiskey or blended whiskey, and being true to our title here of Mythbusters, will quote a pretty well-known tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein on the matter, and it's a lenient tshuva, but try to show how there are some maybe misapplications or misconceptions regarding this tshuva. Cannot deal with the whole topic, that's just way too big, and hopefully at a different time, I give this year in the past, maybe again soon, maybe shuas, we'll see, can get into all the details that are necessary to understand the permissibility or iser of sherry cask whiskey. Okay, so just the basic background before we get to the tshuva of Rav Moshe. So the background is that whiskey itself is kosher. The ingredients of, you know, malted barley, which is distilled and cooked and mixed together with water, all those ingredients are kosher. There's no issue. The problem is if the whiskey gets aged, matured in a cask that previously was holding on to non-kosher wine, aka a sherry cask, so now the taste that's absorbed within the walls of the cask of non-kosher wine can seep into the whiskey and thereby render it non-kosher whiskey. That's a question. There are many factors. How do we view this taste of the wine? Is it pugum? Is it not pugum? Like, is it ruined? Is it not ruined? Does it make the whiskey taste better? There's halachic factors there. There are practical opinions on the matter. Then there is, even if it is in the whiskey and it does make it taste better, could we say it's batel? Is there the necessary ratio we would need to be mevatel this tam? And this is where the opinion of Rav Moshe comes in, and that is as follows. So, you know, let me just read the pretty often quoted excerpt from the tshuva here. So Rav Moshe in this tshuva, in Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Simen Samach Beis, he's talking about blended whiskey, which is different than single malt sherry cask whiskey, meaning it's not whiskey that was just aged in one single sherry cask. It's blended. So it could have been in multiple different casks. It could have had different additives blended into the mixture. So there are different things going on in this whiskey. So here Moshe says, and basically the question is whatever potential non-kosher wine that might be in the whiskey, could we assume that it's batel? Could we assume that it is nullified? So Moshe says, Vani Avshani Matir, even though I permit this blended whiskey, Nizar Ani Ba'atmi Milishtos blended, Rak Bechabura. I am careful to only drink this whiskey if I'm in a chabura, a group of people. Meaning what? He says that seemingly if he's at a simcha and somebody offers him a lachaim, a blended whiskey, he doesn't want it to be mechsi kiyura, that it looks like he's trying to be firmer than everybody else and that he's better than everybody else. That's what yuhur is. And therefore, he said he would accept it and he would drink it. Now, Rav Moshe is not drinking something that he thinks is not kosher. He does say that generally he doesn't. He does conclude that a Baal Nefesh shouldn't. But again, if he thinks this is not kosher, he's not going to drink it for the sake of Yura. It's not kosher, so he can't drink it. So obviously, when it comes to blended whiskey, he maintains that it is permissible. He gives one of his main reasons is there is a machlokus between the Shach and the Taz. That even though in general, when we talk about bittel, nullifying a non-kosher entity, in a kosher entity, so we need shishim, we need 60-to-1 ratio. However, the Taz and the Shach says it's true here as well. The Taz maintains that when wine is being mixed into other liquids, such as water, such as beer, or in this case whiskey, you only need a 6-to-1 ratio. And Rav Moshe says the Taz is correct. So, again, I'm skipping a lot of steps, but it's possible even if there is some non-kosher wine in these casks that the whiskey is being matured in, it's possible that we get that 6-to-1 ratio that we need, and therefore it would be batel. So that's the opinion of Rav Moshe. But many point out that, again, he is specifically talking about blended whiskey here. As I mentioned before, that's different than single malt, sherry cask, scotch, because here there's a level of suffix. Rav Moshe says it was aged in different casks, different things were put in there, and we don't know for sure 100% if it was at all aged in a sherry cask. So maybe there's nothing to talk about at all. And then even if it was, and it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, Stam Yeinam, so it's a suffix, we could be Mekel. And even if it was, the amount could very, very likely be batel in this 6-to-1 ratio. So putting that all together, He says even he generally doesn't drink it, and a Baal Nefesh shouldn't drink it, but he would drink it. That is true by blended. He is not referring specifically to, like I said, single malt, sherry cask, scotch over here, and that could present more problems. There's no suffix there. You know it was matured in a sherry cask, for example. That being said, if you look at the svaras that he provides, and the svaras that others provide, you could make the argument that the ta'am of the wine in the sherry cask is batel in this case. But it's just, I'm just, the misconception here, let's say it's not what Rav Moshe is talking about. There is no true way that Rav Moshe says that sherry cask whiskey, he would accept the l'chaim. He's talking about a blended whiskey. All right, that being said, like I said, it's a major topic. There are certainly those who are mikel. There are many who are machmir. And hopefully we'll get a chance to discuss it in greater length in the near future.